This is Sunday 2/8/26. This is a prophet's corner uncut. It's not a visitation. It's just a regular prophet's corner uncut. The title is Faith Avenue, My Mouthpiece. And this was the Lord speaking to me this week. Wait till I get your attention. Faith Avenue broadcast is my mouthpiece over the Permian Basin. Do not shy back, but continue to move forward. You have more than you know with you. You're certainly not alone, as it has seemed so. The time has come to separate the sheep from the goats. No more playing church or religious games. Many think I don't see what they are doing because they have gotten away with it for so long, but reckoning day is here. There will be no more playing church or religious games. Okay, I want to look over to 2 Kings for a minute. In chapter 6, starting with verse 8 there. 8. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor thrice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Let me continue. Contrary to what it seems, I have many that have not bowed the knee to Baal, and the armies of heaven have your back. Seeing is not believing, but believing is seeing. Everyone must make their choice. Whatever choice they make, lead them up to me. Never gauge success by numbers. As you learn to stand in your place and access the grace upon you, your confidence will grow. For I said I would never leave you or forsake you, and that I would not let you slip, fall, or fail. All throughout Scripture, you can see times where the last man standing prevailed, as in the case of Elisha. I am the Lord, and I change not. I am the same now as I was back then. So be encouraged that you have more than you think, and all the armies of heaven are backing you and your team up. Looking back to documented historical accounts, it was the few that changed the world, not the masses. The one putting 10,000 to flight and 2 10,000 is how I operate, for I want the glory. And I will not give my glory to anyone. It is reserved only for myself. At the end of Paul's journey, when he was executed, it appeared he was alone. He even mentions how everyone had forsaken him. But nothing could be further from the truth, for all heaven was in attendance that day to welcome him home. Numbers do not matter because many are called and few are chosen. Few does not mean failure. Many does not mean success. I have your back, and you can continue with few or many to fight the good fight of faith. Even your family doesn't see it, but that is okay because my family didn't either. When the power shows up, they will see, and then they will believe. So sad that they must, see to believe. Just like Gehazi, never let this get you down, but continue to move forward. It is evident that you are affecting things by the flack you are receiving. The devil doesn't launch his weapons against those that do not affect him. My glory is going to be seen in all the earth, and it won't be by might nor power, but by my spirit. The Faith Hall of Fame presents my best from the Old Testament. In the scheme of things, only a handful, but they changed the world in their generation like you are changing yours. Before you trek into your wilderness experience, I told you that I was going to show you how to rescue yourself and how to rescue others. You're not far enough in your coming out process, or you're now, it's now, in your coming out process, and I'm going to begin to give you instructions to deliver yourself out of adverse circumstances that have become so grievous in your life in many days. Let me rewrite that because I wrote one. You are now far enough into your coming out process that I'm going to begin to give you instructions to deliver yourself out of adverse circumstances that have become so grievous in your life, in many days unbearable. You will recover yourself out of the snare of the devil. Only after you have experienced it for yourself can you help with confidence deliver others. Just know that I'm very proud of you and your team, for you have passed the test. So many never do because the fire gets too hot, as you well know. Numbers are never a gauge of success, but engagement is. You will know when you're right over the target. Always remember this. It's by your engagement of the enemy. That's the success, not by numbers. Faith Avenue is moving forward, and my mission for the Permian Basin is advancing. I have your back. Then he gave me Hebrews 11, the Faith Hall of Fame, if you care to read it, because it's talking about those in the Old Covenant that a lot of them pretty well stood alone, but they made a difference. You think you know what you need, more intercessors, etc. I know what you need in every situation. So thank me that I do supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. With each Hall of Famer, I supplied them with what they needed for the moment. Cast all your cares, concerns, and worries all on me, for I will take care of it. In other words, quit thinking you need this and you need that. We need this, we need that. God knows what we need. We just say, thank you, Lord, you do supply our needs. Whatever we need for this mission, this whatever, you'll supply. Okay. That's it.